Gold proudly presents a world exclusive. The Eagles, Long Road Out of Eden. Part 3. At the end of October, the Eagles released their new album, a double album, Long Road Out of Eden, their first new studio album in nearly three decades. Talking to Gold exclusively in Hollywood, the band talk us through the album track by track and explain how, after so many years of studio inactivity, the album finally came to be made. Here's Don Henley.
We've actually been trying to make an album. We've been talking about it since we got back together in 1994. But we really didn't get going on this thing. First of all, we had some personnel problems in the band, and we had to get past all that. We had to make some changes in the personnel. And once we got that behind us, then I think that's when things really started to come together, especially with the arrival of an amazing musician named Stuart Smith, who has been a real catalyst for this band in terms of creativity and versatility and just putting a new spark into the whole thing. We're not too concerned with the passage of time or how long it took. The thing we're very glad about is that we actually got it done and that we think this new work stands with the best work we've ever done. It's a double album, as you know, which was not our original intent. But since there are four people in this band who write and sing and everybody wanted to get his licks in there, and since you can only get 72 minutes of music on a CD without losing quality, sound quality, we ended up putting out a double album for the price of a single album, I might add. Brothers, you know, we're very close, but we don't always get along. You know, and anybody who has siblings will understand how it is with family. This band is like a family, and we argue and we fight. But at the bottom of it all, you know, we have a very deep bond because of all that we've been through and all that we've accomplished. You know, we disagreed on things on this album until the very bitter end, until the very last day, and then even afterward, you know. But that's all right. You know, we all have more perspective now. We have a grasp on the big picture, and we understand that this band is bigger than any of the individuals in it, and that, you know, we all can't have our way all the time, and whatever our individual grievances might be, that the whole picture is more important than that.
I think we were waiting for a while between the fall of 2001 and for a couple years for Don to get really interested in making this record. And in the last 2 years, he really made a commitment to the record. And when he did that, then it was very easy for the rest of us to follow suit and sort of say, you know what, I'm going to be able to match your level of interest, your level of commitment, how badly you really want to work on this record. And Don, more than anyone else, made more sacrifices than we did to make this record, because we made the record in L.A. Don lives in Dallas. Don had to leave his family to come here and work on this record. He brought his family whenever he could. He'd fly home, but you know, there was no striking a balance for him. You know, he really committed to this record, and I'm sure it wasn't the easiest thing in the world, you know, for him and his family to deal with. But like I said, he got really serious about this record a couple years ago, and when he did, we all fell in line and we all got serious.
One of the strongest bonds we share is that we both have young children, and he has teenagers, and I have a girl who's going to be a teenager in 15 months. And that's the main topic of conversation in the studio, really, is the trials and tribulations of parenthood, fatherhood. And we share a deep bond in that respect. And there are three songs on this record that are directly about our kids. And Fast Company is one of them.
Hey, where you going? Never to rush. You listen here, now you just hush. I know what you think, old man don't know anything. But I've been around a while, I know what's happening. Everybody wanna check you out,
everybody wanna be your friend.
And all this pressure,
where do I fit in?
They don't know nothing, you don't know. Ain't got nothing, you ain't got. But you keep on running, you keep on running.
Fast company, you're going nowhere, you're going nowhere. Fast company, you're going nowhere, you're going nowhere. Fast.
Now it's all right, we'll have some fun. Your time, your life has just begun. You're racing out the door, don't have very much to say. Your motor's running hot, you can't wait. Looking up the road ahead, you can't see very far. Remember where you come from, remember who you are. Be careful what you say, be careful who you trust.
Fast company, you're going nowhere, you're going nowhere. Fast company, you're going nowhere, you're going nowhere.
You're going nowhere, fast, fast company, fast
He's saying to the kid, I know you think I'm an idiot, you know, and I know you think I don't know what I'm talking about, but I've been around for a while, and there is something to be said for experience. So that, yeah, that's what that song is about. Plus, it's a really great R&B, you know, I mean, we've got the horns on there, and it was fun to do. I get to do my little Al Green homage in the middle and on the bridge. So that was fun.
I wrote You Are Not Alone two summers ago. Yeah, my daughter was she was battling an eating disorder at the time and was having a tough time. She was 15 years old, and you know, she, like I said, she's really hit a rough patch. And I was trying to figure out a way to give her some hope, you know, and I think so often, you know, I wouldn't want to be a teenager today, Nikki. I think the world is a lot more complicated, more chaotic. I think you're on the fast track as far as everything developmentally, everything's happening sooner, kids are experimenting sooner. You know, a lot of times they're not emotionally, you know, able to deal with some of the disappointments and some of the struggles that they have. And I thought, you know, the one thing, you know, that I wanted to express to my daughter was that you're not alone. You know, that we're here for you, and that, you know, we love you, and you're going to get through this. You're going to be fine. It may not seem right now, but you're going to be okay. And I know there's a lot, you know, I know there's a lot of people that feel the isolation and feel that this is a pretty impersonal world we're living in now, that doesn't really care too much about what your problems are because everybody else has problems too. So that was really the inspiration for it, was to say, here's what I maybe can't tell you in a father-daughter talk, but I want you to listen to this song, honey, because I wrote it with you in mind. Exciting to be back together and all interested in the same thing, making a record.
I knew that if we could figure out our methodology for getting this thing done without killing each other, that we could do it, but I was not sure that that could take place.
The record is, you know, is the residue of all the hard work that we put in once we really got serious and rolled up our sleeves.